Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
AFC by picks, by playoff seeds, and no Cleveland Browns listed on that front. So before we get more into that, let's welcome in Daryl Ryder now as he's here to talk a little bit about the Browns. All the articles are somewhat starting to die down after his busy weekend covering the 53-man roster, getting that set, the Greg Robinson situation. And Daryl, good morning and welcome to the fan here and on the eve of NFL kicking off on Sunday.
Well, it feels like November outside yes. right now, so it is definitely football season.
Absolutely. So let's start first with the Peter King article. I'm sure you're going to have predictions and projections and all that stuff coming up later on 92.3thefan.com and some of the stories that you'll have later on this week. But on paper, the Browns are one of the best six teams in the AFC, right?
Well, talent-wise, I think that they can play with anyone. They have to obviously go out and prove it, and it certainly is a quantum leap in the NFL to go from 7 to 10 wins and be in position to make the playoffs. However, it was a quantum leap to go from 0 wins to 7 right. wins last year. So let's also have a little perspective here. They have the talent to beat anyone in the league on both sides of the ball. You have elite playmakers on offense, and you have elite playmakers on defense. Now it's a matter of Freddie Kitchens maximizing that talent and them going out and doing it. But I don't necessarily think it's the worst thing in the world that Peter King didn't include him as one of the six best teams in the AFC. That's a little something that they can put on the bulletin board and look at every day to remind themselves that, not all the press clippings are very positive about their prospects for this upcoming season.
Yeah, Browns back on the practice field a little bit later on this morning, and they are in preparations for Tennessee coming up on Sunday. So let's first start Greg Robinson. And I know you had the article on 92.3thefan.com, just a procedure that they had to do to re-sign him. When should we expect him re-signing? And until he re-signs, he can't practice, correct?
That is correct. And I expect that to get done today. It was a unique situation yesterday. When they made the 3 waiver claims, they had to make 3 corresponding roster moves. And one of the moves that they had announced was that Drew Forbes was going to injured reserve. But then when I checked the official transaction wire that went through the league office yesterday, and what Robinson's release was, because they have to maintain 53 on the roster, or I should say no more than 53 on their roster at a given time. Robinson does not have to go through waivers, so you don't have to worry about losing him there. There was really virtually no guaranteed money on his contract. He signed for, I think, $7 million, but incentives could take it up to $9 million. That contract was signed, I think, back in February. That's the contract that got terminated yesterday. So what they did was, he has no guaranteed money on the contract. He doesn't have to go through waivers. They had a conversation with him and his people and said, hey, can we terminate this contract and re-sign you? We need a roster spot pronto. And Greg was nice enough to do it. I saw some of the posts yesterday on social media, fans worrying about another Carlos Boozer.
That's where I was going next.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to be an issue. And again, I fully expect Robinson to be signed today, Forbes to officially go on injured reserve and can be designated to return. I think it's either 6 or 8 weeks for him with that knee injury that he suffered in that preseason game.
Daryl Ryder joining us, talking a little bit about the Browns. So the 53-man pretty much set. I mean, were there any real surprises for you that I know that we could go back and read your article, but is there anything that really stood out from you, let's say Saturday, maybe even to yesterday, after they made a couple of waiver claims? Anything that surprised you with this roster?
Well, the fact that they're going with 2 rookie kickers is a little bit of a surprise. Britton Colquitt getting released and them sticking with Jamie Gillen, Scottish Hammer to handle their punting and their holding duties. That was a little surprise. As far as the rest of the roster, Gino, no. I mean, you're talking back-end guys, positions 46 to 53. I'm happy I got the top 46 right. You can always debate the back end. We're no longer debating who like the number one receiver is,
right?
You know, we're no longer in a position where, remember a couple years ago, they claimed that receiver from Seattle and everyone thought that like the Browns were going to win the Super Bowl right afterwards. They thought that they had claimed Odell on the waiver wire. We're right. No longer at that point. You know, the receiver they claimed yesterday, he's the sixth receiver on the depth chart right now. So times are different for the Browns. The top end of the roster, again, stacked with elite talent. And, now we get to find out just how good this elite talent is when it comes to being a football team.
I miss the days of really having to watch that fourth preseason game to try to figure out what guys were actually going to make it and actually be starters on this roster. Now
they're fighting for starting jobs in the fourth preseason game. Oh, those were the days.
So, yeah, as the tides turn now and with Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens and going in the right direction with playmakers sprinkled all over on both sides of the ball, let's start defensively. I mean, this could be, again, on paper, maybe the best defense the Browns have had since they've come back, maybe even in their franchise's history.
Yeah, you know, certainly collectively, I think that this is the best team that the franchise has fielded in at least 30 years. And I say that realizing the 2017 went 10-6, even though they missed the playoffs, and I think they had six Pro Bowlers that year. When I look, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and it really showed against Tampa Bay, I know the offense was in the tank. That defense was dominant against the Buccaneers. I mean, Jameis Winston didn't know if he was coming or going. He was getting swallowed up on a regular basis. So when you're talking about a front four that already includes Myles Garrett, and then you throw in Olivier Vernon and Sheldon Richardson, that makes Garrett's impact a little more profound. Larry Ogunjobi, let's not forget about him. Chris Smith, Devereaux Lawrence, Chad Thomas. That is a pretty fearsome foursome that they're going to throw out from a starting perspective, but then also at the same time, you've got quality players you can rotate in there to give those guys breathers.
I know being a former number one overall pick, we've been waiting and waiting, and I think each year he's been getting better and better, but is this the year that really Myles Garrett bursts onto the scene and really makes a name and really is the standout guy on this defense?
Well, I think so, just because of the help that he now has. When you went back and you watched a lot of last year, he seemed to be off by like a half a second as far as getting home to the quarterback or making the play in the backfield. And when you add a couple of Pro Bowlers in that mix up front, I think he's going to get home a lot faster. The other thing, too, is the back end of the defense being able to help buy that extra second for that defensive front as well. You're going to be able to play some complementary football. But the other thing, too, here is that Myles is also going to create for other players as well. He's going to create for Ogunjobi and Richardson and Vernon and Smith and Coley and Thomas and those other guys, even the linebackers. We saw in that preseason game, we also saw Denzel Ward coming up with a sack. So he's going to also be able to create for his teammates. This is a big year for Myles. He's got that defensive player of the year thing up there for him. A lot of competition for that this year. And it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot. But next offseason is when he wants to get the big contract extension. And you want to be able to set that bar financially. And the way you set the bar financially at your position is to become the elite playmaker at your position. So this is a big season for Myles Garrett for a number of reasons.
And with all the playmakers on defense, I'm guessing we're going to see a little bit different kind of schemes, formations, things like that from Wilkes than we saw from Greg Williams the last couple of years as well.
Well, yeah, you know, when you watch the team, you see all 11 defenders on TV now, which is a nice change of pace. So,
baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. But, their base defense is going to be more like a 4-2-5, Gene. You know, it's a passing league now.
Right.
So you're going to see more nickel packages, be that extra corner, or a third safety, and that third safety is Jermaine Whitehead. So they're going to be basically running a 4-2-5 more so than the traditional 4-3. Everyone gets caught up in 4-3 versus 3-4. And, you know, the reality is you're in that base package maybe 15, 20% of the time. Everything else, you're in a rotational grouping. So I like what Steve Wilks has planned for this defense. He's got the personnel to be able to run his defense. That always helps when you're a defensive coordinator. They're stacked in the defensive backfield as well. So it should be a lot of fun watching these guys go to work.
So now that we're on the eve of the kickoff of the season, just take us through the week. I you know, obviously the Browns are back on the practice field today. What are the preparations this week leading up to Sunday's game?
Well, remember, now the days, the players are happiest that the season begins because they don't have to wear pads in practice anymore, or at least it's going to be right. One day a week. They'll either Wednesday or Thursday, they'll be in pads, most likely Wednesday because it gives the bodies a couple extra days to recover going into the game. But, you know, they'll practice today. They're off tomorrow. We go into the traditional work week then, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday is more like a half practice. You get all your work done on Wednesdays and Thursdays. As you know, Saturday morning is a walkthrough. The Browns have a big, big weekend plan for fans. A lot of events down at First Energy Stadium. It's alumni weekend. The Otto Graham statue will be unveiled on Saturday. And then, of course, everything will kick off Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock against the Titans.
Well, your busy time is just starting to pick up now. We're going to hear Daryl, I'm sure, more throughout the day here, all through the week leading up to that first game coming up on Sunday versus the Tennessee Titans. Be sure to check him out on 92.3thefan.com. Daryl, it's always a pleasure to catch up.
Good to talk to you, Gino.
There he is. Check him out later today. Check 92.3thefan.com for his articles. Does a fantastic job and has for a number of years, not just here, but as every stop that he has made covering the Browns, does a fantastic job as your Browns beat reporter. 216-578-0092. You can tweet at me at WintersGO. We'll continue the conversation of the top six teams within the AFC North. That's coming up next here on 92.3 The Fan.
382-1139 or log on to greatercleveland.org/taste.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands. Right now, buy one of our select Traeger grills and get a free Traeger accessories package valued at over $85.